Welcome to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldin, and this week I have the pleasure of having two master gardeners here. I have Nancy Leonard and Stacy Hall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about all the things that one could be doing in the garden right now, whether it's vegetable, fruit, or the landscape, and an upcoming master gardener event. So let's start with the garden. What are you two working on? Are you out in your garden?
I am. I have been working on cleaning up my plants, taking the dead stuff off, and preparing the ones for storage that I plan to try to overwinter.
Uh-huh. What are you trying to store?
All of my geraniums. I really had a lot this year, and they store very well.
Ah, okay. So you're digging them up.
Most of mine were in pots, so I'm unpotting them, and I'm keeping them actually in boxes.
Oh.
They will go dormant and come back, especially because it looks like we're going to have a mild winter.
Okay.
You can do the same with fuchsias and angel's trumpets. I don't know if people grow those here or not.
You know, I have killed every one of those that I've ever had, even putting them in the greenhouse.
Really?
Yeah, they still manage, well, in the unheated greenhouse, they still manage to freeze. If we have a mild winter, I think they'll overwinter fine.
Well, I just keep ours, we're talking angel's trumpets, right?
Uh-huh.
In the shop. The thing that people make the mistake is when they pull them out in the spring, they don't look like they're alive. They look dead.
That's true.
You just keep watering them, and they're amazing. They come back.
Uh-huh. Okay, so all that looks dead isn't. Well, of course, with perennials, you know, they're not there at all, and you know, you forget there's a blank space. You've started to plant something. You go,
yes.
Wait, what's there? There's somebody already there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. One of the things that I'm thinking about, I saw some starts of spinach, really teeny ones. But last year and the year before, in the fall, I put starts of spinach, and in the spring had really early fabulous spinach. So it's not immediate gratification, but if you do it now, you get some really awesome greens early. Okay, so what else? Let's see.
Planting bulbs. This is a good time to plant your spring bulbs.
Spring bulbs. Okay. Now, I got a whole bunch of tulips and daffodils and fritillarias a couple weeks ago and planted them. And somebody is unplanting, particularly the daffodils. Who's doing that? Is that raccoons?
Perhaps. They're not eating the bulbs, are they?
No, they're just digging them out.
Yeah.
What did you use? Did you use some kind of fertilizer when you planted the bulbs?
Well, I put some bone meal. Mm-hmm. Is somebody eating the bone meal?
It might be. I know dogs will do that.
Oh, God.
Do you have any dogs in your neighborhood?
Well, there are tons, but their owners are very responsible. Okay. They aren't usually in the yard, but something's been digging them up. Mm-hmm. I planted a ton. Stacy, before we went on, you were talking about the possibility of a cover crop.
Yes, yes. Now is the time to be planting your cover crops that in the spring you'll turn into the soil and they essentially become green manure.
Okay, but then one of the things that often stops me from doing that is because then I can't plant anything that I might eat this winter.
That's true.
Yes, okay. You would only do that in a bed that you're going to plant in the spring.
Okay. So what about, let's talk about the things that you could put in for a cover crop.
Red clover is one, and it is a nitrogen fixer, so it improves your soil by adding nitrogen, which your plants need and want.
Mm-hmm. Fava beans?
Fava beans is a good one. And those are edible.
Right. They're weird, but they're edible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the crimson clover. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, when I plant that, then I don't want to cut it down because I want to see those beautiful flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think the thought is, you do it before the flowers.
Yes.
I know. Yes. I hate that part.
Annual rye is another one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. And then till it under?
Yes. So, and there's, with cover crops, they are nice to look at through the winter as well when they're growing. So rather than looking at a barren plot, you have something nice to
enjoy. Keeps your soil from being beat up by the rain and compacted. And
okay. And how about, like, mulching?
Now is a good time to mulch.
Okay. And there's a variety of things you could use.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people will start raking their leaves and mulching their beds with leaves. You can...
I don't have very many leaves.
I don't either. I personally, I use like a wood or bark dust mulches.
Mm-hmm. And lime is a good... I mean, that's not really a mulch, but you need to add lime.
Right, right. I mean, people think, oh, I did that. But it's something that's recommended to do twice a year, fall and spring.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Although, if we have less rain, we probably need less lime because it's the rain that, you know, washes out the nutrients and makes our soil more acidic.
Definitely.
I would suggest liming now and testing the soil for pH in the spring before a second application.
Oh, good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, since I already did that. I like that idea.
Yeah. And the Master Gardeners do soil pH testing. We have several clinics. Our next one will be at the event coming up.
Oh, good.
But then in the spring, we start again and lots of locations. So if you're interested, you can find us.
Okay. Another thing that we might be doing now would be some pruning.
Yes.
What would we prune?
Now is the time, I think, definitely to prune some of the ornamentals that are starting to go dormant, like rhodies. The hazard with pruning rhodies is you might not have as many blooms next year, but so many of us wait year after year to prune our rhodies that having a lower bloom count is worth it to increase the health of the plant.
Okay. Well, especially if it's covering something up.
Yes, if you're trying to manage the height of it or how big they can get.
Also reduce the diseases, the fungal diseases that seem to be such a problem with rhodies.
Oh, I don't have that. I have that on my fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if people have fruit trees, they are probably loaded with fruit, especially apples.
Yes.
We have more apples than we know what to do with.
Seems to be that's a common complaint, but not a bad one to have.
No, not at all. I hate it when we have a year when we have three apples.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely worse.
Yes.
But now wouldn't be the time to spray fruit trees.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. And you're talking about dormant sprays.
Right. Things like lime, sulfur, and copper.
It seems like the application times run November through March.
Okay.
And depending on the type of dormant spray, the frequency can be every month to every other month.
I suppose it depends how sickly, you know, how much fungus. Mm-hmm. Like we have this Asian pear that had fabulous bloom. The ends of the branches got this yuck and died, and all the fruit set died. It looked like a fungus. And then there was new growth, but of course no more bloom and no fruit.
Yes.
And I wish, and last year I wasn't on it. I didn't do any dormant spraying. I missed the whole year.
Well, the moss and lichen are not necessarily like a disease. They grow there and you can manually remove that.
It's not actually harmful to your tree, but if you're going to have fruit trees, you really need to spray the dormant sprays because we can't see what's coming or what's going to attack our trees. And
then as the leaves fall, especially from things that have been infected, no compost, you know, burn them, get rid of them.
Yes, correct.
Get them away from underneath the tree.
Keep your tree areas clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And we've been seeing lots of things over this summer, lots of instances of bark lice, which are not necessarily damaging to the tree. They just like to live in the nooks and crannies of the bark, and then their larvae come out. And
it is surprising, but they're not actually damaging to the trees.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And they don't eat the fruit either? Mm-mm. Wow. Okay, how about berries? My berries look really sad. Actually, the blueberries look fine. The raspberries mm-hmm. look sad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now's the time to be pruning the raspberries and blueberries. Blueberries you prune in the right before they grow, so like February, March. So this isn't really the time yeah. unless you have some diseased or dead things that you need to take out.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, that is mm-hmm. good. Okay, let's see. We talked about lime. How about mowing the lawn?
You can. As soon as it
mm-hmm. started to rain a little bit, my lawn went from brown, completely brown, to green in a matter of days. Mm-hmm. It was shocking how fast. And then it started growing again.
It did.
It hasn't been mowed. It's too long.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good to get some mow on there.
I definitely recommend mowing, mulching your clippings, putting them back out on your lawn, giving it a little bit of nutrients.
How about just don't use the bagger?
True. Don't use the bagger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they say this is a good time to aerate and lime your lawn as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds good. So we're going to plant bulbs. There's lots of things to do. Put out mulch.
Yes.
Oh, I'm tired. I'm with Master Gardeners Nancy Leonard and Stacy Hall, and we're talking about what you can do in your garden right now. So, Nancy, you were saying something about potatoes.
This is a great time. Your plants are probably dying back, and that's the time to harvest your potatoes.
Uh-huh.
You have to do that carefully so you don't hit your shovel into your potatoes. So some type of a claw-like tool is probably good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just dug potatoes 2 days ago. They're small. I started them late. And
what variety did you grow?
Yukon Gold.
Very good.
But mm-hmm. I've got a basket full, so
that's good.
Yeah,
yes.
It's fun. I put them in the pantry and letting them mm-hmm. kind of harden, you know, the skin harden up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to keep them in a cool, dark place.
Yeah, dark is hard, but mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing we were going to garden?
What other things are we harvesting at this time of year?
We just need to be pulling things that are done.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Put them in the compost if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Pruning back perennials that we haven't pruned back.
Uh-huh. You know, mm-hmm. this is a good time also if you want to move something.
It's a great time to divide plants and... It's actually a great time to start planting fruit trees, shrubs, perennials, and let the fall rains water them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have a spot for a tree, any kind of tree that you're going to plant, this would be a great time.
It is.
Also, nurseries are trying to get lower their inventory, so mm-hmm. they have sales in the fall. They don't want to keep it over winter, so
That's
you can
true.
Get a good deal.
Yes.
Pretty much mm-hmm. anything from ground covers to trees and
yeah.
everything in between, including mm-hmm. vegetable starts.
That's true. Yes. I was surprised at how many vegetable starts I saw mm-hmm. in the nursery the other day. But even if you're trying to overwinter some things, now is the good time to build your cold frames or your hoop houses over your beds to try to overwinter some things. Like carrots overwinter very well here mm-hmm. with the help of a little cold frame. Keep mm-hmm. them going.
You know what's funny? A lot of times the things that I overwinter, like, you mm-hmm. know, I miss some carrots. Not
and
that
they
I
just
intentionally.
Do it on their own.
They, something eats them and they're disgusting. Mm-hmm. Or they grow this fur.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it's ugly, but...
Sometimes it's ugly.
Yeah.
If you purposely are trying to overwinter, the idea is you're harvesting all through the winter.
Uh-huh.
So then you're keeping track of it.
And
right.
I believe there's mm-hmm. varieties that are better for overwintering yeah. than others. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you
right.
need to, you know, read what you're planting.
Right.
Sure
if it's an early
right.
spring one, it's probably not going to do well over the...
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. There are ones that are specifically for overwintering. Mm-hmm. Okay, we had a caller that wants to know when to prune hydrangeas, and I want to know that too. Anybody know?
You can prune them now, or you can prune them
in the spring.
In the spring. Mm-hmm. Hydrangeas.
You might lose.
Well, they're done blooming.
They're done blooming. A lot of people like to save some of the blooms, so you can do that. If you prune them back hard, you may mm-hmm. not get as many blooms. So I usually go back like two
nodes
mm-hmm. when I prune them. But if you are trying to manage the plant and keep it smaller, and you don't care if you have as prolific a bloom, then you can prune them all the way back, and it won't hurt them. You're mm-hmm. just going to, you know, rejuvenate the plant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. You know, sometimes when you prune something, you have to ask yourself a series of questions. Is this for the health of the plant? Am I trying to reduce the size of it or manage the size of it? Am I concerned with what it might look like in the bloom time? You know, am I concerned about losing multitudes of blooms? Those are all things that are important and will help determine the best way and time to prune your shrubs.
And there are lots of resources to look up a particular thing to prune. But pretty much one of the rules of thumb is once it's done, I mean, if it's a flowering thing, once it's flowered, that's a great time. Because it's probably mm-hmm. not looking that great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And as the temperatures start to drop, the shrubs begin to go dormant, which is a good time mm-hmm. for pruning.
Right. Okay, so we have an event coming up, Winterizing Your Garden, which is going to be talking about some of the things that we're talking about and lots of things that we haven't talked about on next Saturday the October 17th from 10 to 2 at the fairgrounds. And there's all kinds of things going on. So tell me about it.
Well, we'll have guest speakers there discussing seed saving and storage, composting, how do we store our winter tools? That's always, or our tools through winter, that's always something I think we forget about.
Mm-hmm.
Then we open up our shed in the spring and they're rusty and dirty.
Covered with mud, right?
Exactly. At the end of the day, for the last half hour, we'll have a panel discussion. It's a great time to come and bring your questions that you have about winterizing your garden or what you can do in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have experts talking about vegetables, ornamentals, as well as soil and the health of the soil, what we can do over the winter to improve it for spring.
We're having a plant sale and a seed exchange. So the seed exchanges bring some seeds, and it's an honor system. Take some seeds. Be sure to label the seeds that you bring, and if you know the growing conditions, that's always helpful. Somebody new picking up some seeds they haven't grown before, don't know the obvious things that you do having grown it.
Mm-hmm,
The soil clinic, as we mentioned earlier, will be there. So if you want to bring some soil to have it tested to see if you need to add lime.
So what do you do to bring, how do you do a soil sample?
You dig soil, you dig down, and get a sample of soil in a couple different places. You need to bring approximately 1 to 2 cups in a Ziploc bag, and it takes about an hour for us to test it. So you want to drop that off at the soil clinic when mm-hmm. you first get there, and mm-hmm. you can enjoy the things that are going on and come back, and we can give you what the test was. It'll help you know what you need to do with your soil.
Right, whether you need lime or more lime.
Yes, exactly.
Or maybe you don't.
Yes, possibly you don't.
You know, if you're looking to find a nice spot to grow blueberries, you do not need lime for that.
Right.
Blueberries enjoy that acidic soil. So we also give information on commonly grown plants, the pHs that they enjoy.
Right. I know sometimes I've gotten into trouble trying to plant things that are incompatible pH-wise mm-hmm. together, like lilacs and rhodies.
Yes.
Bad plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't like the same pH at all.
No, they don't. And so we have a nice handout with many different commonly grown plants and the pHs.
And their pH. Oh, that's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of the other cool things is demonstrating how to divide plants.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Will this include things like irises?
Yes, we'll have some irises there. And it's just a great time to divide a lot of plants. So we'll, master gardeners will be bringing in different things.
So how do you know when your irises need to be divided? I'm really hedging. I'm not wanting to do it.
Usually they stop blooming or they bloom less. If you've noticed that the blooming is less and that is a sure sign that they're too crowded. And
so when you dig them up, you get underneath, you try to get under the whole clump, mm-hmm. then can you break them up into individual?
Yes.
Then mm-hmm. now suddenly you need to spread them out.
You definitely yes. do. So, or share them with a friend.
Okay, or bring mm-hmm. them. Bring
or donate them to Master Gardeners.
Okay, all right,
that's
good.
That's true.
That sounds good because I could see that this would be like the non-ending. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want to look. Right? Don't look, don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Okay, so what is a garden rummage sale?
Well, that's new this year.
Uh-huh.
Master Gardeners will be holding a rummage sale of garden items.
Oh, cool. So, like, it could
tools,
be books, tools.
Books, pots.
Nice.
I don't know, maybe even some garden art, I'm sure.
Wow.
So, yes, okay. It will be a mix of different things, and it is mm-hmm. new for us, so...
Well, I have a whole ton of poppy seeds, and they're going to be there.
Nice.
And they're mixed, multiple colors, singles, doubles. And
nice.
So it's Saturday, October 17th from 10 to 2
okay.
at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds.
And it's free.
Free is a good price.
Yep. Come get lots of education and information for free.
Yeah. it sounds like a lot of fun. All right, let's give some parting ideas of what's, if someone was going to do one thing today before it's, I think it might rain tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
something that would be good to do right before a rain.
It'd be a great time to plant something.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking of planting a shrub or dividing something, moving it now,
uh-huh.
and that rain will help get it settled in real well.
Okay, mm-hmm. I have a peony, and I know they hate to move.
They hate to move.
But yeah. I haven't moved it for a very long time, but it's a Shirley Temple, mm-hmm. and it didn't bloom last year, and this small moundy conifer thing has kind of grown over it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to move that, so I need to, so I could do that today. Right,
you can move it. It mm-hmm. it might not bloom next year because they're very fussy and they don't enjoy being moved.
And they hate changes in their soil depth.
Mm-hmm, they do.
So if I just pick it up and put it in the adjacent bed
mm-hmm.
without changing its height, maybe it'll be.
Maybe.
Well, I haven't killed it.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
And it's usually every year it's beautiful, and last year it didn't bloom,
mm-hmm.
or
yes.
this year it didn't
probably
bloom.
Probably would be a good time. Is it?
Yes.
Is it starting to go dormant? Is
yeah,
it,
the yes. leaves so, look pretty crispy.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah. I would recommend moving it, knowing that it might be mad at you for a season, but hopefully it will
recover,
get over it, and come back for you.
Oh God, yeah. All right. Any other? Oh, the hotline is still functioning at the office?
It is today until 2 o'clock, from 10 to 2 today, and then again next week. And of course, if you have any gardening questions over the winter, you can always call the extension office.
Why don't you give the phone number?
It's 503-325-8573.
That sounds good. And...
And I believe this Sunday is the last Astoria Sunday Market as well.
Okay, and so that would be the last time to meet Master Gardeners up close and personal with your garden questions. I mean, mm-hmm. if you have a disease thing or a bug you don't know, you know, pack it up and bring it down there to the
always
Sunday
yes.
Market.
Yes.
It's a mm-hmm. great way to get your questions answered. And they mm-hmm. are near Exchange Street.
Yes.
On that side of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. The Watershed Reception, a discussion on the work being done to improve the 5 estuaries in Tillamook County, will be held on Friday, October 9th from 5 to 7 in the Officers' Mess Hall at the Port of Tillamook. And the Astoria Co-op will hold its seasonal kickoff of our health and wellness lecture series, Beers to Your Health. The first lecture will be Laura Snyder, who will present a patient's perspective on breast cancer, well, on metastatic breast cancer, and will be held on Thursday, October 8th, that's this week, at beginning at 7 o'clock at the Fort George Lovell Showroom. Thank you both very much for coming. This was a lot of fun. I'm going to dig up that peony and find a tree to plant. And
nice. Good luck.
Yeah. And this program will be available as a podcast shortly. And next week, Linda Brim will be here. And we'll be talking about gardening in the shade and overcoming deer. So have a great week. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
My guests have been Nancy Leonard and Stacy Hall, and we've been talking about what you can do in your garden. And please join us for Winterizing Your Garden on Saturday, October 17th from 10 to 2 at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds.